Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already, believe it or not, we are just rolling along. I think we're on the 18th, are we? Yes, we are. It's the 18th of September. It's going by so fast, I can't even remember what day it is. 5:30 in the morning in LA, and here we are talking about something today that, you know, I overlook it. It happens all day around me. And for some reason, some things are so close that you don't even know they're going on. And one of them is healing. And I thought, wow, what if we thought in healing? Just think about that. What if we thought in healing? I had no idea when I was going to get Origins of Truth printed, and I just had somebody yesterday ask me about talking to me about publishing books, and I thought, you know, I'm a writer, and the publishing part I know the least about, and I had to hire people to do different parts of it, because when I started writing, there weren't the way that I want to say publishing industry existed had decentralized the year I started writing, which is when self-publishing started. And it was still very awkward then. So the things I know aren't the things that you need to know for these things. They're just, I have all the by the way statements. So I was like, well, this is the thing I know the least about. So the lady that I hired, she was called the Book Shepherd. And her name was Ellen Reed, and she started a business on coordinating all the different parts people needed to publish a book. And she was really good at it. Her family was like old Hollywood, but I don't know in what way. And I never ever asked, actually, but she was that person, and she had the money to start this business. And at the time, it was a big deal. So the day I went to go meet her, I said something to her. And I don't remember what I said. And she just looked me straight in the eye before she knew anything about me. And she said, "You're a healer. You just healed me." And when I think of healing, I thought of all encompassing, like the person's fine now. They will never need anything else. But that's not what healing means. Healing means is that when, let's say you have a thought, and you're really upset, you feel like you hurt someone's feelings or they hurt yours. And you're thinking, and you're really upset, and you're like, "Oh, this person, I'm never going to talk to them again. Oh, I'm going to show them, and I'm going to do this," and, you know, this whole reaction starts popping out of your brain, and you're left to deal with it. But then somewhere in there, a day later, or 2 days later, you calm down a bit. Thank God that you had the time. And you think about it, and you say, "Why do I really even care? So much I care more about them fighting with this person. You know, I think I'm okay. And I'm going to go back to that person. And I'm going to ask them, well, what are we fighting about? What is it that I need from you so bad that I have to get this mad at you? Why? That's your problem, not mine. I'm not going to fight you because you lied. You're already fighting yourself because you lied." Now the fight just came out and you're dumping it on me. But, you know, I care too much about myself. I don't know you well enough to care about you that much, or I do know you well enough to care about you that much, but I'm not going to waste my life fighting. And you walk away. You get in your car or whatever you do, and you're gone. You have just healed yourself. You got past the reaction. And you were able to do something that benefits you, which is what heals us. Because we don't understand the meaning, sounds so great to say. And we think, wow, you know, I got this figured out. And I always laugh when people say that because we just keep learning. It's like you figure one thing out and something else shows up at your door. That's how it's meant to be. It's not meant to just give you a ride on a cushion throughout life. And the people who've learned the most and the people who've done the most are the people we listen to. Because the force of their experience, the truth of what they went through, heals us. How do we heal the things we hold on to? I have to say one by one, but we are capable of doing it. Nobody taught us how to maintain and preserve and endure and face and initiate solutions. What we have been taught throughout our lives was just sheer reaction. Your boyfriend wants to break up with you? The window. Scratch his car. Show him how mad you are. Even if he cheats on you, we feel entitled to react in a violent way. Or we go the other extreme and we act as a victim. But what we are growing to and what we are evolving to is neither of those two things. Now we're saying, wow, that person has cheating in them. That's a tough one. Wow, that person has that much anger in them when confronted. That's a tough one. Well, that's something you need to deal with instead of matching that anger. Unless we have it too, and we get along because we are angry and we both have a dumping ground. Coming, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say this, but I'm seeing it. That's becoming something that's going to be more rare. Whether we realize it or not, we're starting to learn about our own capabilities. And we're learning to take care of ourselves. And we're seeing people we want to be. And we're able to get there. And we're able to get there. So what happens in your mind when you bring up a painful event? Just a regular, good old fashioned painful event. Tell yourself, gosh, you know, I was 6. What 6-year-old do I know now who'd know how to deal with that? But look, I made it. Yeah, I don't like it. But let me take another look at that. What really happened? A lot of times when someone hurts you, and you were younger, you didn't see it coming because there's no way you could. You were younger. You haven't had the experience to see anything coming yet. And somebody really hurts you. They beat you, or they did you, or they violated you in some way, or your parents were drinking, or you and your brothers and sisters beat each other up, whatever it was, as big as it could be. Somehow, you still grew up, still survived it. We don't look at the fact that we survived those. Part of it is. And please hear this today, because at times it's hard to want to release something we actually got used to holding on to. But when someone violates you, crosses that line of respect or prudency or integrity, done is they've given you, whether it was in private or in public, their most difficult energy. And they dumped it on you, and without you knowing it, because you were a child, you accepted it. It's not your energy. It's not you. It's not who you are. But you're carrying their energy. How to heal the things you hold on to. We did a show yesterday about going back to the fork in the road. I'm just going to ask you to go back to this fork in the road. Go back to whatever it is that happened to you and think it through. And I want you to ask, and I know this sounds kind of out there, but it's true. Ask that energy that's not yours to go back to the person it came from, that it's not yours to deal with. That's why you don't know how to deal with it. That's why we carry it. Because we ourselves, it's a foreign energy to us in the way we think. It was given to us through another person. And we can give it back. Can give it back. Think about that. Hey, that's not my energy. I took that. But it got in because I didn't know it was getting in. And I don't need this. There was a woman I spoke to. She was one of my very first appointments, if not the first appointment I had. She lived in another country language, and we did a Skype. And she had an incident that affected her. She was now in her 60s, and she was 8 years old. So for approximately 60 years, she was carrying around somebody else's energy, which is why she never got over what happened before. But it warrants talking about it again. Because sometimes, you know, we learn through repetition, and I have so much to say every day because Christ is talking every single day, that I don't go back. And I wanted to go back to this and to that story because that was the one time I visually saw somebody heal. My appointments used to be, because I don't do them anymore, and I try to get a bigger, throw the net out bigger through the radio show, but as we were talking, and I didn't know this. This was like literally Christ was talking through me in this appointment. And I learned with this woman. And when she described to me what happened to her in detail, that's when Christ said, well, give that person their energy back. You've been carrying it around for the whole duration of your lifetime from 8 years old on. And I walked her through giving it back, going back to what you were like before that, what happened when that happened, all the complications that come with it, all the complexities that come with it, all the feelings that come with it, all the weirdness that came with it. And we gave it back, emotion by emotion. I will never forget 3 minutes of a 50-minute appointment. We were both exhausted. And we both got quiet, just like straight quiet for about 2 minutes. Neither one of us said anything. And it was a Skype appointment. So I was looking at her and she was looking at me. No words, nothing. And then she looked up and she said, "Thank you." She said, "I know, I have nothing left to say. I never had to do another appointment with her again. It was one and done." That's how powerful giving back energy is that isn't yours. If someone looks at you and just, I mean, I've had people do this, say something so mean to me that it almost like they burned it on my forehead. Judy, how could someone say that? They were that mean to me. They're not any nicer to themselves. We can only share what we have, whether it's good or not. And the reason you felt it is because that's how much they don't like themselves. Had I known that, I would have lived a different life. But we weren't meant to know it yet. And we're knowing it now. Once I started giving people's energy back to them that wasn't mine, I started to feel an emotional freedom that I could never have understood because we were never taught to understand ourselves. We were taught to understand everybody else. And everybody else has just as tender a soul as you do, at least from the beginning. And then whatever pushed and pulled them throughout life brought them to who you are meeting. But you are not responsible for that. I used to feel bad when people felt bad. But Christ said to me one day, he said, everybody has their own set of circumstances. And everybody has a journey that takes them to learning. And none of it is my responsibility except my own. And even that's more than enough. True. For all of us. And the best we can do to help each other is to let people know with compassion to match the level of their anger. That, hey, this is you. You need to get a grip on that. Doesn't matter who you hollered at, who you screamed at, who you hurt. Whoever is your audience will be who you hurt, who you holler at, who you scream at. Yours. Soul needs healing, or you would not have done that to me or said that to me. Even as far, and it's not easy, situations aren't easy, easy to talk about now, but when you're in it, it hurts, and it hurts a lot. But the bigger part of it is understanding that it's their hurt. Understanding what is your hurt. And the way you do that is by going back to the stuff that hurt you so that you can identify yourself. And once you can identify that, like, wow, that did hurt me because since that happened, I shaped my behavior. And there's a lot of things that don't hurt us, but we learn. They may hurt us in the beginning, and then we learn. We learn how to navigate around it. If let's say we have an experience, we keep dating the same kind of person, then we realize, why am I attracted to that kind of person instead of why is everybody so bad? Which is easy to say, a big broad-based blanket statement that we just dump on the world. But in truth, there's a lot of different kinds of people out in the world. Why are you attracted to a certain person? Bring it back to yourself just like you would give it back to another person. And I have a question here from Marco. And he says, Nadia, do you mean giving back energy by talking things out? which lives in us by our thoughts and emotions? Yes, even if it's talking it out just by yourself, because people say, well, what if the person isn't there anymore and I can't get to them? Speak to their soul as though they are there. And I can tell you that because I've done it. And it works. Because it's not the other person that's as important as you, all the emotions you felt as a result of them, which is what they left you with and what they're teaching you inadvertently. Giving away what isn't yours is more natural than keeping what isn't yours. We just have not been taught to do that. At first, everybody's out there talking inspiration. Everybody's out there doing this because people have said that to me. Well, what makes you different? So then I tried not to be different because I took their energy and I said, well, I'm not different. I'm not better than anybody else. I'm not this. I'm not that. And I got to a point where I didn't even know what to call myself because of the people who doubted. And then one day I thought, but this is special. I thought this was the greatest thing that ever happened to my brain, was to know that I can be emotionally free and still be alive on Earth. And I can have a better quality of life every single day. Wow! But I let that energy. And then one day I go, so-and-so said this to me. Take it back. So-and-so said that to me. Take it back. I don't want that on me. You live with your own doubt. I don't want your doubt. Because if I have your doubt, it's going to stop me. It made me realize why my son with the autistic mind, if somebody didn't have dreams, he wouldn't even go near them. Not because they were bad or he didn't like them, or in his brain, logically, he didn't want to be around the energy. Because somewhere in their brain, they come hardwired not to accept anything side with doing your best. And that's all they know how to do. That's why they only do one thing at a time. We don't have to go that far. Because we can do several things at a time, but darn it, we better find a way to help ourselves along the way. And there are ways to help ourselves along the way. We have not tapped in to our capacity. Because we have borrowed energy in us that doesn't belong to us, and we actually think is ours. We keep saying our parents are bad, and our parents did this, and our parents did that. And I'm like, how old are you? Oh, I'm 38. I'm 40. You didn't work out the parents thing yet? Oh, you might not have faced what's yours and what isn't. I know right away now, because I faced what was mine and what wasn't. So just by the verbiage, by the words that are coming to me, I can tell someone in an instant, hey, there's something you need to address. Pay attention to this. Give this person back their energy because it's running your life and it's not even yours. And that's why you feel like you don't know yourself. Even in marriages where a husband might down the woman or the woman might keep telling the husband, you're not doing enough, you're not a man. I've seen that. I've seen it where the couple stayed together, but it destroyed them emotionally to where they don't even want to interact with each other, but they're staying together because they have the kids, they have the house, they have all this stuff tied into this marriage. But they don't have each other because they accepted each other's energy instead of understood their own. And I'm not a woo-woo person, so I hesitate energy, but we deserve to know We deserve to know every single part of us that we can heal. And it's subtle. People want you, you know, I can heal you, and you got to go and pay them and do this and do that and sit there, and they go slow, and, you know, it takes a while. And I'm just letting you know this is all in your hands. If someone were to just have found out about this whole I saw Christ thing, by now we have, I don't know how many shows we have, over 1,000. I think by now we have over 1,100. I'm not sure. But if I died today, it's all there. I just will tell you every single day a little bit the way I learned it from Christ. A little bit at a time. He didn't just open my head and put in the knowledge without the experience. I wouldn't even know what to begin to tell you. But he works with us every single day. Every single one of us, not just me. But my job is to consciously hear him and consciously tell you, well, you do what you came here to do in your life. Christ is a support for all of us of love. And who wouldn't want to be supported through love? Knowing that is healing, because it rests us to think, gosh, I'm not alone, and he is paying attention to me, and I am, you know, part of this, and I'm not alone on an island. All of that is true. You aren't alone on an island. Whatever you came here to do, whatever it is you desire most, and you haven't gotten there yet, instead of thinking about why you didn't get there, identify who you are and ask yourself what you're looking for and why. So why not? Why do I want this? Why do I feel I've grown to accepting this? Because if it's not in your life today, somewhere in you, you haven't accepted that you deserve it. A lot goes back to self-worth issues. Am I worth this? Am I worth that? How would I be in a relationship instead of, I just want someone to go out with me? Well, you're going to get someone to go out with, but is it the person you want? People who haven't dated for a long time, and then they start dating, and they go, I miss my old life. And then they find out that they liked who they were. And sometimes that was the purpose of them going out with someone that probably they wouldn't stay with, but then they start thinking, but I need somebody who's more in tune to the things that I'm in tune to so that we can get along and we have things to do together. And you start growing. We don't just get zapped by lightning and know everything. You guys, my time is up. Tomorrow's relationship Wednesday. I can't wait to see you. Have a great Tuesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.